Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There, a guide to connecting with creativity while staying close to home for the weekend of June 26th, 2020. First, I want to highlight one of the numerous performers offering live concerts on various platforms online. He's Leroy Bell, a soul singer from the Pacific Northwest, who's known for his band Leroy Bell and His Only Friends. They've done shows at the Triple Door in Seattle, at Olympic Cellars Winery in Port Angeles, and beyond. And now he's got a band called Stony Hill, and they have a new recording out for us. Bell's music is found all over the internet, fortunately. I recommend his animated video for Black is the Color, a folk song he imbues with his particular grooviness. The video has two cool things in it, at least, a manual typewriter and a scarlet rose growing nearby. And then there is the concert that Bell gives at 7 o'clock every Friday evening on Instagram Live. The one-hour performance, done from Leroy Bell's home and engineered by his son, stays up on his Instagram page, so it is available for your later viewing enjoyment after Friday night. Look for songs about love and justice, such as A Change is Coming and Can You Live on Love? Moving on to one of the many activities emanating from Finn River Farm and Cidery in Chimicum, the Racial Justice Book Club is happening, of course, on the Zoom platform every first Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock in the evening. The club welcomes everyone, and the meetings are 90 minutes long. The next one is just under a week away on Thursday, July 2nd. The new selection for the book club is Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teachings of Plants by Robin Wall Kimmerer. She is a native author, botanist, and professor who writes like the mama and poet she is. I'm only 55 pages into Braiding Sweetgrass, and I'm completely dazzled by Kimmerer's prose and by her way of experiencing the world. This book is like nothing I've ever read before. It's a timely work, whether you read it with the organized book group or on your own. If you do want to participate in the Racial Justice Book Club, the email address is equity@finriver.com. And finally, a quick trip to the restaurant scene. Lehani's Eat Local Cafe, always one of my favorite places to visit on Taylor Street in downtown Port Townsend, has been providing house-made delicacies for carryout for a good while now. And I can tell you, this is a place serving comfort food that is also hip and organic. On a recent morning, I chose the quesadilla, which came on a whole wheat tortilla with tender brown rice and pinto beans inside. Did I mention comforting? Lehani's also has the full espresso bar, house-made soups, frittatas, and stuffed croissants, each with flavors that change daily, like life. The place is known for its artisan chocolates, cookies, and scones as well. And now it has a small grocery store with eggs, cheeses, and other dairy products. The whole carryout experience is a positive one, with the staff practicing all of the safety measures that I appreciate seeing. Well, hey, thanks for listening to What's Out There. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ.